guys. Welcome back to Red Devil Discussion. I'm Anaya.
And I'm Javiana, and we're here with our special guest, Mr. Terrell.
Mr. Terrell is the assistant principal at Marion Franklin High School.
Good afternoon, y'all.
Hi, we're so glad to have you on here.
Thank you for having me.
To be on our podcast.
You know, I have never been on a podcast, so this is...
Never?
No, it's an honor to be here with you
all. That's good. Yay, your first time.
Absolutely.
I have a question. Have you ever taken an interview, like, at all?
I have, never like a podcast interview.
Mm. I mean, like, scratch, like, job interviews, but, like, yeah, okay.
This is, like, a personal... Yeah. Oh. I got married.
I guess that is an interview.
Oh yes, that's an interview. It never stops. In a good way.
How long have you been married?
It'd be 15 years in April.
Ooh, that's amazing.
Yeah,
that's very good.
Yeah.
So.
Wonderful years. I'll say it that way.
That's amazing.
That's so good. I love that.
Tell us a little bit about what you did before you came to MF.
So directly, I was a dean in Detroit Public Schools. So I spent 7 years in Detroit Public Schools and learned a lot, loved my students, loved the staff. It was a different experience for me because prior to that, I worked in the private sector for years. And what I mean by private sector is like I worked for J.P. Morgan Chase. I worked for Huntington. I worked for Nationwide Insurance. I owned my own business before. What else? I was in retail management. I was just telling the student today, talking about options in life. One of the things that really pushed me to want to be better. My parents always did. But when I got the experience was I worked in a factory when I was about 20. And I worked in the factory, you know, those little Caesar pizza kits that they sell in the schools, sales fundraisers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I made those.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. So it was not fun work. You know, I would get my fingers cut every day working on the cardboards and all that stuff. So that really taught me like, hey, I don't want to do this the rest of my life. I don't want to be a person 40 years old. No, I'm not knocking anybody who does that. But when you know you want more out of life, it really pushes you to say, all right, I want more. So this is good for now. I'm out of here. So, yeah.
You said that you owned your own business.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me more about that.
So I was in financial services. And what I did was I worked in insurance, life insurance primarily. Mm-hmm. And that was a great experience, too, because it taught me a lot about your personal finances, mm-hmm. taught about family planning, wealth planning, things of that nature. So it was a great experience. Had a lot of fun. Had a lot of fun. I have to show you all pictures of things we did, like going out to Vegas.
Really?
Oh, yeah. We've had huge conventions there. My last year before I started really honing in on my principalship, we had Nelly there.
Really?
Yeah. So Pitbull was there. Ooh. 1 year. Yeah, it was huge. It was huge. So, yes.
Have you ever traveled anywhere else for things like that?
Oh, yeah. I've done like Arizona, done Florida, Texas. I'm trying to think of anywhere else. Those pretty much been it.
Do you like to travel?
I do.
I love traveling.
I do.
Traveling
I love
travel. It's very fun.
What do you all like about traveling? Even though this is about me, but go ahead.
Well, what I like about traveling is I like spending time with my family because usually we either take road trips or planes. But when we take planes, we only take planes to Florida. So like anywhere else we go, we take it by car. So on like road trips or whatever, we like listen to each other's music.
And Love it.
Yeah, we all have totally different music tastes. So like we laugh at each other.
That is great. But that's what it's really about, learning one another and really being able to associate. So that's great.
I like traveling because it gets me, you know, out of like my comfort zone. It gets me to different places. Mm-hmm. You get to experience, you know, different places, different food, different people, mm-hmm. different environment. And then, you know, when you travel, you know, the place that you stay at is going to be nice. So, you know, you stay there and, you know, it's real nice. You know, it's cool here.
Right.
So it's just one of those things. And then plus I like spending time with my family too. It's
excellent.
Cool.
Yeah. That's the same thing for me. You know, you get to learn about different places and, you know, some, I like to go in some of the places that are not tourist attractions, like going to the, what people call the common places, because you get to know about the culture really of wherever that is. So yeah, traveling is excellent.
Have you ever been to North Carolina?
I have not.
Really?
And I have family there and I have not been yet.
I have family there.
What's
too.
In North
really?
Carolina?
And I went down there.
The beach.
I went down there before school started. Mm-hmm. And so I just, because like the topic of traveling and like things of that, the trees are so skinny.
I've seen that, yes.
Because, and it was so creepy because I was like out with family. It was like after, after a get together where we were just like hanging out and everything. I think that was Thanksgiving. Not before school started, but Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so basically it was like at night. It was super late and we were at like my auntie's, I think. And I look over, like I come out the house and I look over and like, cause there's like cars behind like the trees or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And there's cars passing by. So I see light out of the corner of my eye. I look over it and there's just like tiny skinny trees lined up. And it's so creepy. And I'm like,
thought there were little people, little arms coming for
you. That doesn't sound right.
You should have taken the picture.
I should have. I really should have.
I really want to see that now.
I would love to see it. No, I'm teasing.
Cause, oh my goodness. And it's so beautiful to travel. I
absolutely
love traveling.
Absolutely.
I had to go through Virginia, the West Virginia, to get there. And I need to show you guys some pictures of the mountains I seen. They were so beautiful.
We've probably seen the same ones because I did that too. Yeah.
Mountains
yeah.
are really pretty, especially when amazing. You do road trips.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. Especially in the fall as well.
Yeah, it's appreciated. Like the trees are
very,
all.
Very tall yes. and very just big.
Absolutely.
They're everywhere. And it's, I can't. It's just so good.
We're going to compare pictures.
We're going to compare pictures. So I was wondering, do you do like, speaking of like doing other things and like traveling and stuff, I guess that you do that in your free time. Like, so what do you do in your free time when you're like not at, well, at school?
Really? Well, spend time with friends and family. Absolutely. Like, so one of the things that my wife and I do, we hold every month, like a youth event at our house for our youth in our church. So they just come over. Sometimes it's really them coming over and just eating, playing games and just socializing. And then sometimes there's about life lessons and things that they may want to know that we may have special guests come in and talk about that, you know, will help them better progress in life. So we do that usually like once a month. Other than that, there are days when I do nothing. Like I will. And my nothing is more so like watching TV, watching Netflix or something, you know, binging or something like that. Or I like getting massages.
Okay.
Yeah, I like getting massages, do spa days sometimes. You know, because we're so active here and we're always going, it's good to just get that relaxing feel. So I'll do that.
I've been trying to find you around the school the past couple of days. You've just been everywhere.
See, everywhere. We're always going.
Everywhere.
And I know you all hear me coming down the hallway in my dress shoes.
Yes.
So
yes.
They're like, that's Mr. Terrell coming. Catch him.
Have you ever done any sports?
Not school professionally, quotations. Yeah. Like, I never played on the team. I just played, you know, with my family, cousins, what things sports? Of that nature. Basketball, football, street football.
Mm.
We, you know, Detroit was concrete. So,
oh, okay.
You know, you play in the street, play football in the street. No, we played tackle too. Yeah, we played tackle in concrete. But yeah, so we did that type of sports. I've played frisbee golf.
Mm.
I've played
frisbee golf.
Yeah. So
like combined or like separate?
So it's together. So
you know,
they're like. The golf holes for frisbees look like garbage cans, almost with chains in them. So you have to throw the frisbee to go inside the
garbage. You see
them in the park?
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Yes. So as I got older, I played that. I've played, what's that new game now? It's like tennis.
Pickleball.
Pickleball.
Yes.
I've played pickleball. I've played tennis. I'm trying to think what else did I do. I enjoyed it too. What were we going to say? You want to
know what's so hilarious? Like, it's hilarious. Okay, so fourth period at lunch.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
me, Maddie, and our producer, Madison.
Mm-hmm. my producer, Madison.
Wait, me, Javiana, and my producer, Madison. Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay, so we were talking about if you have ever played sports before. Mm-hmm. And okay, so we were saying that he's probably played basketball and tennis. And what was the other one? I don't remember what the other one was.
Basketball, tennis. And I said something about like soccer.
Oh, yeah. No soccer.
No soccer. And it's not that it's a bad game. It's just that wasn't around when I was playing sports.
We were talking about you looked like the type of person to play those sports. But you also look like a sophisticated person.
Like, you look like on your outer, like, attire, you look like a math professor, like somebody who would just, like, teach math. But then it looks like, at the same time, you look like someone who would, like, have a whole library and just read.
Yeah.
And that's what we were talking about.
Okay.
And you just kind of give that feel.
Yes. 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 I like to have fun too, and you know, do sometimes just what it could be a foodie, you know, and common things, you know. One thing I do like to do, I like to grill.
Mm.
That's a relaxation thing for me, like the fire, the meat, and kind of caveman thing, I guess.
That's a very big thing,
right? So I do like to do that.
Usually whenever me and my family grills, I'm usually like at my grandparents' house and my grandpa's grilling, and like there's like the campfire over off to the side, and me and like the rest of the kids, like my cousins, are just sitting there and just talking.
Absolutely. That's the fun things. Those are the things that life is about, memories, making memories, enjoying them with people that you love. You know, even being in this position as an assistant principal here at Marion Franklin, I'm enjoying getting to know you all and making memories, you know, such as this. You know, we'll remember this for the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
So one of the things I try to teach, you know, the students here, you all the students here, is to really, first of all, love yourself. When you are able to love yourself and respect yourself, you'll be able to love and respect others. And you also be able to know who you don't need in your circle. It's nothing against them. They're just not going in the same vein. They're not giving the same energy mm-hmm. as you're giving. So sometimes you have to separate, yeah. You know, lovingly, I can love you over there,
yeah.
You know, instead of right here in my space, I can love you over there. And, yeah. and that's all right. Mm-hmm. So it's really getting to the number one of who you are, loving that person and being able to spread that to others through the life you live.
That was a beautiful little speech.
Like, that's so realistic. Like, that's so real.
That was so real. Like, because that's one thing I've learned about being in high school, really. Mm-hmm. And I know, like, I've almost just started high school, but it's just, that's a big thing that I had to learn.
It's huge.
Yeah.
Standing on your own grounds and being able to separate, you know, whatever everybody else is doing. That's fine for them. Sometimes it's not fine for them, but you have to be able to stand on your own laurels and be able to stand on your own integrity. This is what I'm here to do. This is what I accept. This is what I don't accept.
Yes. And if you're like, if you have different paths, it's okay to go a different mm-hmm. route than
Absolutely.
What you normally know.
Absolutely.
Because at the end of the day, you are your temple. Like, you have to make sure your temple is in check before you go and venture out to other ones.
That's right. Yes. That's right.
But speaking of other paths, it was great to have you on this one.
Absolutely. This is fun. I would love to come back again. You know, let me know.
We would love to
talk about something else.
It's been so amazing to have you on our podcast.
You have been great. Thank you
for having taking the time out of your day to come here.
Absolutely.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Red Devils out.